Let's get to Puerto Rico, where thousands of people are assessing the damage from Hurricane Maria. Patricia Mazzei is a reporter with the Miami Herald. She's in San Juan. Patricia, first of all, do we know more about the extent of the damage in Puerto Rico at this point?
Well, we know that the government has had difficulty getting in contact with, you know, by phone or satellite phone or any sort of communications with much of the island. As of last night, they were hearing from Metro San Juan and from parts, eastern parts of the island, but the western side of the island where Maria went out was unreachable either by phone or by road. So we know that emergency management teams went out blind, essentially, to try to clear up roads and reach people.
So it's very difficult for the authorities to be able to reach people. We were speaking with a woman today in Puerto Rico who was trying to reach her mother and was unable to do that and said she couldn't, go anywhere because the roads were blocked in many cases.
Yeah, even in San Juan, getting around has been very difficult today. Believe it or not, there are traffic jams. Now, they have asked people not to go out on the street, but nobody is listening to that advice. And it's not just that there are roads covered with debris. We are finding that there are quite a few roads that are flooded. And if you get stuck on a strip of the city, you can maybe move east-west, but not north-south.
We heard yesterday that 100% of the power was out on Puerto Rico. Is that still the case?
I don't know if the latest number is still 100% because I've been out on the road as opposed to with the emergency managers. But I can tell you from what we see, very few places have generators, and we see power lines that are just horizontal on the ground. So I can only imagine what the rest of the island looks like in terms of the power grid. It did not fare well.
Is there a request at this point from Puerto Rico for help from the outside? What do we know about who's coming to the aid of those who have been affected by the storm?
Well, they had said before the storm that FEMA and other federal agencies were ready to step in. And in fact, we saw the National Guard save people from flash flooding late last night. We actually spoke to one man who had to leave his house, and the guard came in for him on a truck. The water started going up like at 1 o'clock in the afternoon yesterday. He didn't get rescued till about, after 9 o'clock at night. So the National Guard is here, and the governor has said we have everything lined up. The question now is just getting it to the right places and hearing from the people who need that help the most.
I saw a tearful interview with the mayor of San Juan last night, who said that the real challenge was going to be that the people of Puerto Rico, who have just been through so much in recent years, whether they can step up and rebuild in Puerto Rico.
The people we have spoken to in San Juan all intend to rebuild. They certainly have a fighting spirit. I haven't heard anybody who's despondent. One renter told us he was definitely moving out of his house because it had been trashed and he had spent 6 hours in a bathroom riding out the storm. Hmm. But, I've not heard anybody saying, we're just going to leave Puerto Rico. They seem kind of resolute, even though some of them will tell you they didn't expect this storm to be as bad as it was because, Irma wasn't as bad.
Right.
And so they thought maybe this one wouldn't be either, but this one was more the worst case scenario, and it played out.
That's Patricia Mazzei, a reporter with the Miami Herald, joining us from San Juan, Puerto Rico. Patricia, thank you.
Thank you. My pleasure.